Sechtes Menachah is Daf Tzadik Ches, 7 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Ches and Aleph, on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara brought down a Mishnah from Mesechtes Kelim, where we saw Machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei stated, Kol Amay Shehi B'Migdash Beinnes, Chutz M'Mizbeach Hazav, V'Akeren V'Asev V'Yesayid, while Rabbi Yehuda Ime Amas Bin Yeshisha Tvachim, V'Shal Kelim Chamisha. We know that the standard Amor is an Amor that has 5 Tvachim. Our Gemara begins and asks, V'Kama Amay Beinnes, what is the share of an Amay Beinnes? And Amr Bechlan Shish Tvachim, and Rabbi Bechlan explains that it's an Amor that consists of 6 Tvachim. And as we already mentioned, that since there's an Amor Beinus, therefore there must be a larger Amor as well. And we know that the smaller Amor is 5 Tvachim, and the Gemara will discuss how large a larger Amor would be. And the Gemara continues, Amr Beis Rab Ovin, Afanan Amitina, that it's clear from our Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vavim and Aleph, when Rabbi Meir mentioned an Amor Beinus, he refers to an Amor that consists of 6 Tvachim. As Rav Meir taught us in Mesechtes Kelim that Kol Amos Shaya B'Migdash Beinus, and we know that the Pasuk in Parshas Truma teaches us that the length of the Shulchan was 2 Amos and its width was 1 Amos. And our Mishnah taught us, Rav Meir Ima, Shulchan Arka Shnei Masav Rach B'Yishisha, that the length of the Shulchan was 12 Tvachim and its width was 6 Tvachim. Therefore we see that the Amos Beinus that Rav Meir refers to is an Amos that consists of 6 Tvachim. And the Gemara continues that certainly we saw that there's a smaller Amos, as we saw that there's an Amos that consists of 5 Tvachim, but Mechlal Dava Amad and Afishamina, by the fact that Rav Meir calls this an Amad Beinus, which Mashma, that is also a larger Amor, and it's larger than 6 Tvachim. And Gemara explains in that in the Chinami, there are larger Amois, and as we'll see, there are actually 2 larger measuring sticks or measuring rods, as Batnan, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Kelim, Shtei Amois Hoye B'Shushan Abira, in the room that was next to the eastern gate of the Azara, which was called the Shah Shushan Abira, as they were decorated with images of Shushan, which is the capital of Persia. There were 2 measuring rods which were larger than the Amor Bashisha Tvachim, Achas al Kerem Mizrachas Tvenis, Achas al Kerem Mizrachas Tremis, and they would leave one on the northeast corner of the room, and one was placed on the southeast corner of the room. And as we will see, that both of them were a different size, and by placing them on different sides of the room, they were able to distinguish which one was the larger one and which one was the smaller one. And the Mishnah continues to define the size of these Amos, Shal Kerem Mizrachas Tvenis, Yisera al Shomesha Chetzi Etzba, that the measuring rod that they stored on the northeast side of this room was larger than the Amor Moshe, which consisted of 6 Amos by a half etzba. And since we know there are 4 etzba in a tefach, so this Amor had an additional 1/8 of a tefach, more than the Amor Bashisha Tvachim. The second measuring stick, which was on the southeast corner of this room, that was larger than the other one by a half etzba. This measuring rod was a full etzba, or 1/4 of a tefach, larger than the Amor Shel Moshe or the Amor Bashisha Tvachim, and as the Gemara states, Nimseh Sisir Al Shel Moshe Etzba. And the Mishnah Mesechtes Kelim continues, V'lama Amru Achas Gedelo V'Achas Katana. Why was there a need for both of these measurements in the Beis HaMikdash, and why did they require the 2 measuring rods which were placed in the room by Shushan Abira, as well as the measuring rod of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the Amor Bashisha Tvachim? And the Mishnah explains, Kadesh Yo'umne Neitlim B'Ktana Machzirim Megdela Kadesh Le'Avayu L'Dei Mila. And this was done as when the Gizbah would hire a worker to do some work for them and to do work for the Beis HaMikdash, when they contracted with each other, they contracted based on the Midah Moshe Rabbeinu and the Amor Bashisha Tvachim, but when the Uman delivered, he had to deliver a little bit more, and he delivered based on an Amor that was an Etzba or a Chetzi Etzba more. They were concerned that if they would deliver based on an Amor Bashisha Tvachim, potentially the worker would actually deliver a little bit too little, and then he would be Ivan Me'ilah, as he'd be taking wages for delivering a full Amor, and you'd be delivering a little less, and therefore by using a measuring rod which was a bit larger, and using a Chetzi Etzba larger, which is 1/48, or by using a Etzba larger, which is 1/24 larger, then certainly he will not be Oiva Me'ilah, as the Uman will be delivering to the Gizbar and to the Beis HaMikdash at least as much as they contracted for. As Rashi states in Dibur Maskel, Kadesh Yo'umna Neitlim B'Ktana Asher Yigizba Masna Imam Umna Kach V'Kach Amos Binyan Tivnu L'Bedek Abayis B'Kach V'Kach Tomim B'Am Mishal Moshe, and Machzirin Leil Midas Amag Deila, she is Seri Le Etzba, Kadesh Yosifa Altana Mishalem, Shalay Yifchusu, Venimsu Nenem and Agnes, Yosu Masha Asu, Ubalon de Meila, and I in the top Tesis, Diba Masha Shalay Avalu de Meila, and Tes points out, Lav Dafka, that certainly one would not be Ivan the Issa de Raisa Meila, the Hegdish of Mana Shechula Shav Putum Chulol, and therefore Tesis explains, Elish Lehei Raisa Mahanish Mishal Hegdish, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara continues, Vitatu Lumli, and why they require 2 larger midas, and why couldn't they have only one larger midah? And then Mar explains, when the gizba contracted with an uman to produce something made out of very expensive materials, such as silver and gold, number one, the uman was more professional, and his costs were much more to produce the item, and in addition, the materials were much more expensive, and therefore, they only added on 1/48, and they added on a chetze etzba. However, when the gizba contracted with an uman to build something out of stone or out of other materials which were not as expensive and were not such a mice uman, so in those cases, the uman had to add on 1/24 or 1 etzba, as Rashi states, but the gear gold and silver, fish umna sikari heave in tev laf sidum kolkach, and I intasted diba maskal chodel kasmud hava, and Taiz points out, the measuring rod that was only a half a etzba larger than the amabashi shetvachim, that was specifically placed on the northeast side of the room, as v'simnech, as they had a simon in order to remember which one was on which side, based on a pasuk in Iyov that states, mitzafin zav yasa, that gold will come from the north. The Gemara continues, tanan hasam, that we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Midos, shar mizrach olav shushna bir tzura, on the eastern gate of the Har Bayis, which led to the Azara, there was a tzura of shushna bira. Gemara explains, my time, Rav Chista Rav Yitzchak Bavdimi, that his machlek is between Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak Bavdimi, chad omer kadesh she'edu b'hechem bo, v'chad omer kadesh de'eimas malchus aleihen, and one holds that they did so in order to give akars ha'tayv to Dayovish, who let them build the second bayis, and as Rashi states, v'yiru mehechem bo, v'yitnu eidol malchum she'yitziu misham, ayin rabbeinu geshem she'akiru b'nisan, she'oselan akadosh baruch hu, she'misham olu, k'shenoselan kairish v'shus, lalis v'livnei sabayis, and the other madama held that this was not done by their own will. This was actually required of them by Persia. And as Rashi states, Shehimus Machas Parasalei and Vilayimudu Behem. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Yisku Shehimushubadim. The Gemara continues, Amr Bianai Lo Ilum Teimus Machas Alecha. That a person should always fear the kingdom and the Machas. Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Boy, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Pari about Machas Bechayres. And the Pasuk states, Vyardu Kalavadecha Ilay Lai Vishtachvu Lilemo Tseatav Cholom Ashabraglecha Vachachin Itse Vayetsim in Pari. And really, Moshe should have stated, "Batirid ata v'shtachavli," and he should have addressed this to Pari himself. And as Rashi brings, that ultimately that's what occurred, as Pari came running to Moshe, as the pasuk states, "Vayokem Pari laylo hu v'chol avod v'chol mitzrayim, but he tzok gedol mitzrayim kein bayis hashein shames." And Pari himself went to call Moshe, and as the pasuk states, "Vayikul Moshe la'aron laylo v'yemek kumutzu miteich ami gam atem gam bnei Yisrael luchu ibdu es Hashem kedabarchem." And as our Gemara states, and this is based on the memory of Yanai that therefore Moshe showed covered to Parai. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon brings a riot to the Seder Rabbi Yanai for the following pasuk. Shenema, as the pasuk of Malachim states, Yad Hashem hoisa el yo vayishanis masna vayorz lefnei Achav ad boyecho Yisraela. Achav was traveling alone, and Elio wanted to show covered to the Melech Achav, even though he was a Rasha, even though Achav was in a chariot and Elio was running on foot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him extra strength, and Elio was able to run in front of the horse of Achav. And as Rashi states, Elio rots l'fnei Achav sh'yirechiv al susay mishum kvaydai she'in derech malachim l'alech zichidi. Gemara now continues with another machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak Bavdimi, and the pasuk in Cheskel is discussing that la'asad lavai, there will be a river that will flow out of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as the pasuk states in Cheskel, v'al nachal yala asfasay mizeh mizeh kol eitz michael lo yibol aleo v'lo yitem pir The pasuk tells us that the leaves that will grow on the trees that are growing on the side of this river will be used for healing. And Rav Chista Rav Yitzchak Bavdimi chad omer lahata peshel maila v'chad omer lahata peshel mata. Rashi explains that both in the dashin the lashon l'trufa as the trikin of lahata per, one of them holds that it's going to be mata the peshel maila, and if someone that is mute will eat from these leaves, they will be healed. As Rashi states, "Per ilmim shekol ilam ha'ichu menu nirpa." Other man the omer holds lahata peshel mata, and as Rashi states, "Per rechem shalakores," that if there will be a woman that is an akara and she will eat these leaves, then she will be healed and she will be able to have a child. And the Gemara continues and brings the same machlekes between Chizki and Bar Kappara. However, Chizki and Bar Kappara says this more specifically and more explicitly, as itmanami Chizki omer lahata per ilmim and Bar Kappara omer lahata per akores. And as Rashi states, Chizki Bar Kappara mifrashim. And it's really the same machlikas that we previously saw between Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak Bavdimi, and Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, Mifashi, Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, that they come to explain the words of Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara now continues Tanur Abadam that we learned in a Braisa, and this Braisa will discuss the two Psukim in Pashas Emor that discusses Lechem Apanim, as the Pasuk states, V'lokach l'seilus v'fisa isa shteim esrei chalish shnei esreinim yeh chala achas, and then the next Pasuk states, V'samto isam shteim arachais sheisham racha al shulchan atar l'fnei Hashem. The Gemara will now explain why the Pasuk had to use so many terms in order to explain how many chalas there were, and why the Torah state that there were 12 chalas. Then the Pasuk also tells us that there were two piles of chalas, and each pile had 6 chalas. And as the Brisa explains, that ilu nema v'lokach l'seilus v'fisa isa shteim esrei chalas, and also stated v'samto isam shteim arachais v'loy nema sheish, and it wouldn't say that each maracha had 6 chalas, ha'yisi oima achas shel abav achas shel shmoina, one may have a havmina that they could place as many chalas on each of the piles as they want, and if they want, they could place 6 and 6, or if they want, they could place 4 and 8, or if they want, they could place 3 and 9, etc. And as Taisa states, chod nokat v'hu adin binin achar, and as long as there would be a total of 12 chalas, then it would be valid, and l'kach nema sheish, and that's why the Torah specifies that each maracha should have an even amount of chalas, and each maracha should have 6 chalas, and v'ilu nema shtayim maracha sheishim maracha, and if the Torah would state that there should be 2 piles, and each pile should have 6 chalas, v'loy nema shteim esrei, and we would still know that 6 times 2 equals 12. However, Zokta Braisa, Yisi Oimesh, Sholei Shel Sheish Sheish, one may have thought that you should have 3 piles of 6 chalas each for a total of 18 chalas. Rashi explains that since the Pasuk states, V'samto Isam Shtayim Arachais, that already refers to 2 piles. And then when the Pasuk continues and states, Sheish HaMarachas, so one would think that refers to a 3rd pile of 6 chalas, there would be a requirement for 18 chalas, and therefore the Torah had to tell us that the total amount of chalas are 12 chalas, and there are only 2 piles of 6 chalas each, and as the Gemara states, L'kach nema shteim esrei, the Braisa continues, V'ilu nema shteim esrei chalas umarachais, and if the Torah would only write that there were 12 chalas, and the Torah also tells us that there are piles, and mi et marachais would be 2 piles, lo nema shteim v'sheish, and the Torah wouldn't have written that there are 2 piles, and the Torah wouldn't have written that there are 6 chalas on each pile, ha'yisi aimesh leisha shalaba abba, one may have thought that one is allowed to make 3 piles of 4 chalas each, l'kach nema shteim v'sheish, therefore the Torah had to use all these terms, and as the Braisa continues, ha'ad shalayimu gimla kreis halal le'lamadnu, that is why the Torah had to say that there was shteim esrei, and that there was shteim arachais, and that there was 6 chalas on each maracha. Ayin the shita mekubetzes is bothered, teima lichtav shteim esrei chalas sheish maracha. Why did the Torah have to teach us that there were 2 marachais, and v'yesh leimed havamina maracha achas sheish v'shteim shel shalosh shalosh, that the Torah wouldn't have taught us that there has to be specifically 2 marachais, so one would have thought that even though one of the marachais have to have 6 chalas, and that there is only a total of 12 chalas, but the last 6 chalas could be split between 2 piles. There could be 1 pile of 6 chalas and 2 piles of 3 chalas each. And as the Braisa ends, Haketzad, Noisin Shtayim Arachis Shel Sheish Sheish, and we make 2 piles of 6 chalas each, Vim Nosin Achas Shel Abba V'Achas Shel Shmoina Lo Yotza, and if one would make a pile of 4 chalas and 1 pile of 8 chalas, then they would not be Yotza. However, Shtayim Shel Sheva Sheva, that if one made 2 piles of chalas, and he had at least 6 chalas on each pile, and instead of having 6 on each pile, he had 7 on each pile. So Rabbi Oimer, Roin Sel Yoina Kidul Eina, that we can ignore the top chala, and although one may be Oiva and Bal Taisif, however, they would still be Yaitza. The Gemara continues and is bothered with the Shita of Rabbi, as if you will have 7 chalas on each pile, though you won't be able to be Makayim, the mitzvah of placing the Levina on top of the Lechem upon him, as there will be a chatzitza between the 6 Lechem and the Bezich Levina, and the Pasuk states, been a satal amrechas levoina zaka v'hoisel lechem laskari isha l'Hashem. The Gemara answers, Amli Rav Chista Rav Nuna v'amri lo Rav Nuna l'Rav Chista Rebbe l'tamei da'ama al besamach, that Rebbe is going l'shitasai, as Rebbe holds that when the Pasuk states the word al, it sometimes could mean that was next to and not on top. The Tanya, as we learned to Braisa, Rebbe Omer, been a satal amrechas levoina zaka al besamach, as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vavim and Aleph, that Lefir HaMeir Abishol explains that the lechem apanim would be placed on the actual shulchan and not on top of the lechem upon him. The Braisa continues, Ataim al besamach or in al mamish. Where do we find that the word al means next to and it doesn't mean right on top of? Rabbi explains, Kshuaimah, since we find in the pasuk in Pashas Pekudah that states, Samta shamas arena edus visakosal orin asapreches, that they will place the orin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they will spread the curtain that's between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of the orin. Certainly over there, the curtain was not placed on top of the Aron, and it only separated between the Kodesh Kodesh Kodashim, and it was next to the Arin. Therefore, when the Pasuk states, V'nesat alam rechas levayna zaka, the Pasuk means to tell us that we should place the levayna zaka next to the piles of lechem upon him, not mamish on top of the lechem upon him. And Ayin Ban Tesis, Diba Maskal Rein Isa Kilu Enoi, and Tesis Es, Tema, Ha'in Shulchan Mekadesh Yasim Yud Beis Tvachim, that we previously learned that the Shulchan is not Mekadesh more than 12 or 15 Tvachim, V'nimsa Bezichla Mailam Yud Beis, if you place the Bezichan on the levayna on top of the seventh lechem, then it will be higher than 12 or 15 Tvachim, V'yish Lema Kogoyin to Meshach Leil Shvi, Achu B'techa Shishi, U'mayu Shasso, Bo'isa Inyan, Shiyachla Shakir B'techai, or you could say that Ein Chanami, according to the end of the Gemara, when any case saying that the Bezichan would be on the side of lechem upon him, therefore the Gemara did not have to ask this question, B'tzarech Bir. And our Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Kol Chelim Shalil B'Migdash, Arkan La'arkan Shal Bayis, that the direction that all the Kelim in the base of Migdash was set up were from east to west, not from north to south. And as we will see, it is actually going to be machlekes between Tanoim, even according to the Tanav Mishnah, length of the Arun was set up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from north to south and not from east to west. And as the Gemara continues, Tanav Abundant, that we learned in the Baisa, Kol Kelim Shev Migdash, Arkan La'arka Shal Bayis, Chutz Me Arun, Sha'arka L'Racha Shal Bayis. This is the same Shita as the Tanav Mishnah, and the Baisa continues, V'kach Chayamunach, V'kach Chayabadu Munachin. And the Gemara is, my Omar, that what does the Brisa mean when it stated the kachay yamunach v'kachay yabadu munachin? And the Gemara explains, Hachika Omar, kachay yamunach mi debadu kachay munachin. The way that we know that the length of the Aron was lying to the width of the Beis HaMikdash was placed in a north-south direction is based on the fact that we know that the poles that were placed into the Aron lying in an east-west direction in the Kodesh Kodashim, since we know that the bottom were placed into the width of the Aron, therefore certainly the Aron was laying from east to west, not from north to south. And as Rashi states, kachay munach minole, and the Gemara responds, mid kachay badu munach mi mizuch lamayir ked om bach brisel kamon mechlal da erich arim mitzafel nederim v'rech bei mizuch lamayiv the badu pusu da arim kai mikad aminal kamon. And as we prove later on, the badu were placed in the width of the arim. The Gemara continues and asks, badu minolon, and how do we know that the badu were placed from east to west and not from north to south? Before we continue, let us point out that in Bayis Rishon there was a wall separating between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was right in the center of that wall in order to make sure there was privacy. It was a curtain that blocked the door, and as we know, the Aron Ha'inim and Amidah, the bottom of the Aron, were actually in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, actually touched the Pareches, and when one was standing in the Kodesh, you were able to see the form of the end of the bottom that was pushing on the Pareches. And our Gemara continues and brings a Braisa to Tanya, and as the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph tells us, by Yerichu Abadim, Yiro Roshi Abadim and Akkadish al Pnei Adavia, Vele Yiro Achutza, Vyu Sham Adayem Azeh. And the Bryce explains, Yachaloy Yenegum Preches, that one way of thought that the Badim not actually touch the Preches, Tam Muleyman, the Pasuk states, Vyiro, from the Kodesh, one could actually see the form of the Badim, and even Yiro, Yachalu Makarim Bepreches Vyatin, based on the term Vyiro, so one would have thought that they actually saw the Badim themselves, and not only the form of the Badim, they had a rip in the Preches where the Badim went through, part of the Badim actually came into the Kodesh. However, Talmud Leimel Leiro Achutza, that it was not seen on the outside, the actual Badim did not come into the Kodesh at all. And Haketzad, and how could we make this Pasuk, that the Pasuk's first state of Yiro Rosh Badim and HaKodesh al Pnei Advir, and then it states Leiro Achutza, and we continue at that side of Chesem and Beis, and the Brice explains, Deichinu Boltim Reprechis V'Doimim K'min Shnei Dadi Isha, the Badim placed pressure onto the Pareches, although it did not tear through the Pareches, however, they were able to see the form and the tips of the Badim while standing in the Kodesh, just like one would see the form of the Dadim of an Isha through her Beged. And as Rashi states in Mesechus Yuma, Dafim Dalam and Aleph, Himin Shnei Dadi Isha, Shebolta Mitachas Chaluka. The Brisa brings a Raya, Shenema, and as the Pasuk in Shir Shirm that is discussing the Teres that is placed between the Badim of the Aron on Yom Kippur, and the Pasuk tells us, Tzora Amor, Doidi Li, Ben Shaddai Yalin, and the bundle of Keteres is beautiful to me and beloved to me. They are placed between my breasts, referring to the Badim of the Aron. Therefore, we have a riot at the Badim of the Aron were placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim from west to east, and since each of the Badim were placed in the width of the Aron, therefore the length of the Aron must have been placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim from north to south. The Gemara continues, Minolan, the Badim of the Pussy the Aron Haviasvi, Dilma the Arka the Aron Haviasvi. Now, how do we know that the Badim were actually placed in the width of the Aron, as maybe the Badim were placed in the length of the Aron? And if so, the Badim, as well as the length of the Aron, would be placed in the same direction, and they would both be placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim from from east to west. And the Gemara explains, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Trei Gavri, Ba'amsu, Palgolim, Mistagilu. And Rabbi Yehuda explains that since the Pasuk and Pashas Truma tells us, Va'asu Arin, Atzei Shitim, Amisayim V'chitzi Arkoi, Ba'am V'chitzi Rachboi. And as we will see, that when they traveled, four Levium carried the Arin, and there were two Levium on each side. And since the width of the Arin is only 1.5 Amos, then certainly two Levium would not be able to fit between the two Badim on the width of the Arin. Therefore, it must be that the Badim were actually placed on the width of the Arin, and the Levium were able to carry the Arin by holding the Badim and standing within the 2.5 Amos of the length of the Arin. And the Gemara points out, and how do we know that four Levium carried the Arin? And this is based on the Pasuk and Pashas Ba'aleischa that states, V'nasu ha-kosim noisi ha-migdosh ve'kimu es ha-mishkon ha-boyom. And as our Gemara explains, V'nasu ha-kosim trei noisi ha-migdosh nami trei, that since the Torah used the Lashon ha-kosim, which is the Lashon Rabbim, so miyat Rabbim is trei, and the Torah also states the ones that carried the Migdosh, which is also the Lashon Rabbim, and that refers to another two people, and the term noisi ha-migdosh specifically refers to the Arin, as the Arin was the kli that was the most kadosh, and Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, and no one bo gavri daru, d'loi mistagilu ha-im chad gavri mitzad zeh, u'shnei badov, echad al kosuf yamin, ve'echad al kosuf smol, v'chim litzad achar, and possibly only two Levium carried the Arin, and the Gemara answered, loi sakadaitach, as the Pasuk states, ha-kosum trei, and noisei trei, and ha-abo, as the matzalimema, the Pasuk could have simply stated, v'nosu noisei ha-migdosh, ve'kim es ha-mishkan, ad boyim noisei ha-arin, and some agarius in Rashi, noisei ha-migdosh, ve'in dov mekudosh, yosim in Arin, v'shma mino, deba Arin Mairi, as we explained, and ayin tap tesis, deba maschal, deich kenu beltum preches, v'doimen kemin shnei dadi isha, and tesis explains, maisen eisaya, da Arin be'emsa kotche kadoshim haya, v'lchol tzad haya esa amais, u'mokam Arin, edem in amida, as we learned in Masechta Megillah, and Taz continues, Vim Kain, Afilu Mandamisha Badim Nishmotim Litzad Echad, Hech Magim Ada Preches, Haloy Hoy Orkon Eser, El Aide Ne, Serichu Abadim, Acho Yedechkin Bolton, Vinuran Kishne Dadi Isha, Lichibos and Shel Yisrael. And this was a way that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed his love for Klal Yisrael. Also, before we continue, let us see Rashi at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, and Diva Maskel Bar Preches. Rashi states, Perheches Hei Seprusu Pesach Beis Kotche Kadoshim, Litzniyas Baalma, Voloy Meshum Mechitza. Our Pasuk is discussing Bayis Rishoin, and in Bayis Rishoin there was an Amatraxin that would separate between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, and Rashi continues, V'chitema lukba b'migdosh b'ini sh'dahavi preches, and why don't we explain it? We're talking about the second base of Migdosh, where we know that in place of the Amatraxin, there were two curtains that separated between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, and Rashi explains, Lekla meimahachi, since b'migdosh b'ini lo yhava orno badim, d'yeshio gonzai, as we learned from Sechtes Yuma, v'oy dekra b'migdosh Rishon ksiv, and in addition, this Pasuk in Malachim Aleph is discussing the bias of Shlomo and discussing bias Rishon. And our Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Asar Shulchanis Asa Shlomo Melech, Sheneman, as the Pasuk in Divri Yom Beis states, Vayash Shulchanis Asar, Vayonach Behechel, Chamisha Miyamin, Vachamisha Mismol, Vayash Mizrukei Zav Mea. The Braisa teaches us that aside from the Shulchan that Moshe made, Shlomo Melech made an additional 10 Shulchanis, which were placed in the Kodesh, and 5 of the Shulchanis were on the right, and 5 on the left. The Braisa and the Gemara will explain the exact placement of the shulchanos, and as the Brice continues, v'im teima chamisha miyamin ha-pesach v'chamisha mismol ha-pesach, and if you will explain that when the Pasuk states chamisha miyamin v'chamisha mismol, it means that 5 of the shulchanos were on the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and 5 were on the left, which is the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Brice continues to explain that this cannot be, as im kein matzino sheshulchan medarim, as if so, we'd find that 5 of the shulchanos were on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Pasuk and Pasuk Truma tells us, V'samtes ha-shulchan mechutz la-preches, V'asemineru nechach ha-shulchan atzel ha-mishkan teimona, and the Torah specifies, V'ashulchan titein atzel ha-safarin, and the shulchan should be on the north side of the Azara, and it cannot be on the south side of the Azara. Therefore, the Brice explains, El shal Moshe be'emtza, chamisha miyaminai v'chamisha mismaloi, that when the Pasuk discusses the right and left, it's not referring to the right and left of the Beis HaMikdash, and instead it's referring to the right and left of Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan, and 5 of the shulchanos were to the right of Moshe's shulchan, and 5 of the shulchanos were to the left of Moshe's shulchan, but ultimately all 11 shulchanos were all situated on the north side of the Heichal, the north side of the Kodesh. And keep in mind that our Gemara will discuss this braisa further, but the Gemara will continue and first discuss the menorahs of the Beis HaMikdash. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the braisa that just like there were 10 shulchanos, as the menorahs as a shlema, that aside for the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlema Melech made an additional 10 menorahs, Shenemen, as the prior pasuk in Devar Yom Beis states, "Yasas Minerus Hazav Esek Mishpatam VeYitam BeHechol v'chomish miyamin v'chomish mismoil. Once again, the brisa goes through a similar shakel v'taya as v'im teima chamish miyamin ha-pesach v'chomish mismoil ha-pesach. If you want to explain that the pasuk means that five of the menorahs were to the right of the doorway of the heichal, referring to the north side of the heichal, five of the menorahs were on the left, which is the south side of the heichal. But certainly that cannot be pshat, as im came at sinu menorah b'tzafain. As if so, five of these menorahs will be on the north side of the heichal, v'atayra amra. And as we saw in the pasuk in Pashas Truma, that the pasuk tells us that the menorah should be opposite the shulchan. The pasuk clearly states altzela mishkan teimana, that the menorah has to be on the south side of the heichal. And as we know, the memor chazal that states b'negei menorah haroitzel lachra yadraim and b'negei the shulchan haroitzel hasha yatzpin. Therefore, the brisa explains el shel Moshe be'emza, the menorah that Moshe made was in the middle, and chamisha miyamina v'chamisha mismayla, and five of the menorahs were to the right of Moshe's menorah, and five of the menorahs were to the left of Moshe's menorah. But ultimately, all 11 menorahs were on the south side of the heichal. And the Gemara now continues, and we'll bring two brisas which seem to be chilukin each other, as Tani Chada mechatzi bayis lefnei mayim menachin, v'Tani Chada mishlush bayis lefnei mayim menachin. One brisa teaches us that all of the shulchanos were placed from the halfway point of the heichal and towards the west side of the heichal, and one brisa teaches us that the shulchanos were placed from one third of the heichal towards the west of the heichal, and it would seem that these two brisas are either chilek on each other or they're aseis each other. And the Gemara explains loy kasha, and really there's no steer between these two brisas, and they're not chilek on each other, as ma'akah chasha beis katshe kadoshim had heichal or ma'alekah chasha beis katshe kadoshim had heichal. And since we know that the kodesh was 40 ames long and the kodesh hakadoshim was 20 ames long, and the total length of the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim was 60 ames long, when the first brisa is discussing the placement of the shulchan, it is discussing only the area of the kodesh, and that's why it states that the shulchanis began from the midpoint of the kodesh. And since the kodesh was 40 ames long, so it started 20 ames after the beginning of the kodesh, and it went towards the west of the kodesh and towards the kodesh kadoshim. And the second brisa was discussing the full area of the kodesh and kodesh kadoshim, which is 60 ames, and therefore the brisa tells us that the shulchanis began from a point that was a third of the 60 ames of the kodesh and kodesh kadoshim, which once again is 20 ames from the beginning of the kodesh, and the shulchanis were placed from that point forward towards the west and towards the kodesh kadoshim. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon Mizrach Umayiv HaMinachin Divrei Rebbe. Now Tesis points out that Rebbe is the Tana of Mishnah, and as we will see, that Rebbe holds that all the shulchanis as well as all the menorahs that were in the base of Mikdash was situated and placed on the east to west direction. While certainly, as we previously mentioned, that even Rebbe agrees that the urn was placed from the south to the north and not from east to west. The Brisa brings another shita, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Imet Safan Vidarim, and as we'll see, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that not only was the urn placed from north to south, but the shulchan as well as the menorah was also placed from north to south. However, keep in mind that this Brisa is actually specifically talking about the shulchanos. And the Gemara continues, my time with Rebbe, and what is the makar for shitas Rebbe? And the Gemara explains, Gom menorah, that Rebbe learns the din of the shulchan from the din of the menorah, and ma menorah mizrach umayiv, and just like menorah is placed from east to west, af haninami mizrach umayiv, and therefore the length of the shulchan and all the shulchanos that Shlomo made were also situated from east to west. And the Gemara is bothered, menorah guf minalan, that had Rebbe know that the menorah was situated from east to west, and the Gemara explains, minichsiv b'ner maravi, as since the pasuk and pashas emma b'negei b'ner maravi states, yichutz l'parecha se'idus ba'il moed, yarech yise'arim me'arvad beke l'fnei Hashem, tamid chukas ha'ilun de'reiseichem, and the pasuk specifies that the ner maravi should be l'fnei Hashem. The meshmoyis is that only one of the nearest was considered l'fnei Hashem, which is towards the kodesh kadoshim and towards the west of the heichal, mechlal the kulu lav l'fnei Hashem, and therefore it's mashma that the rest of the nearest were not as close to the west and not as close to the kodesh kadoshim, and that could only be possible if the menorah was situated on an east to west direction and not if it was north to west. As if the menorah would be situated from north to south, then all of the nearest would be equidistant to the kodesh kadoshim and to the west side of the heichal. And as the Gemara states, v'isal kedaitach tzafim v'dorim, then kulu nami l'fnei Hashem ninu, then all of the nearest would also be considered l'fnei Hashem. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon ma'itayma, and what is mekar for the shita Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that the menorah was situated from north to south? And the Gemara explains, gam me'arin, that he learns from the arin and ma'arin tzafim v'dorim, and just like all agree that the arin was situated from north to south, af haninami tzafim v'dorim, therefore all the shulchanos were also situated from north to south. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Nami ligma me'arin, that why didn't Rabbi learn the din of the shulchan Shulchan from the Arayin, and the Gemara explained Donan Chutz Mechutz Vein Donan Chutz Mepnim, that Rebbe would rather learn the Shulchan from the Menorah, as both of them are outside the Kodesh Kodashim and they are in the Heichal, rather than learning the Shulchan from the Arayin, since the Arayin was in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara continues Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon Ligma Menorah, that Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon should learn the Din of the Shulchan from Menorah, and just like the Menorah was from east to west, so the Shulchan should also be from east to west. And Amar Lecha, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon will expand Menorah Gufa Tzav Medarim Have a Mancha, that I actually hold that the Menorah was also placed from north to south, not from east to west, and therefore certainly the Shulchan has to be placed from north to south. The Gemara is bothered that according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon Haksiv Yarech Oisei Aaron Ravanov, that as we previously saw, the Pasuk tells us that only one of the Neiros should face the Kodesh Kodashim and should be closest to the Kodesh Kodashim, and if all the Neiros were situated from north to south, then all the Neiros were equidistant to the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Gemara answers the Mitzvah Luatzudi, that although the Menorah was situated from north to south, but all of the flames of the Neiros were turned toward the middle of the Neiros and towards the center branch, while the wick and the flame of the middle branch was actually turned towards the Ma'ariv and towards the Kodesh Kodashim. And that's what the Pasuk means when it states Yarech Oisei Lefnei Hashem, and I in the first line of the middle lines of Rashi Mitzvah Luatzudi Lo'ilum Safim V'darim Manchi V'afilu Hachi Leka L'chad Klapi Ma'ariv V'hainu Emtsoi Shepia Psila Klapi Ma'ariv V'sha'a Psilus Mitzudadis Pi and Klapi Emtsoi Shegimel Shel Tzad Safim Mitzudadis Klapi Darim and V'gimel Shel Tzad Darim Mitzudadis Klapi Tzafarin. And as the Gemara continues, Tanya, and as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk at the beginning of Pash Bal Yischa states Dabel Aaron V'mata Ilo Bal Yischa Saneiris Al Mo Pnei Amenayir Yiru Shiva Saneiris. And we learn from this Pasuk Melamed Shei Mitzadim Pneim Klapi Nerim Tzoi, that all the other wicks were facing the middle wick of the menorah. The center pole of the menorah is actually called the menorah, as that is the ikka part of the menorah, and that's why the pasuk states el mul pnei ha-menorah. The Gemara continues Amrav Nasa Mikan Shem Sei Meshubach, from the fact that all the neiros face towards the center branch of menorah, so we see that the center has a maila. And Rashi explains that this would be an afkmina when having three aliyahs, and for example on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos by Mincha, where the Gemara Masechet Megillah teaches us that we must lean at least 10 psukim. And Rav Nassim teaches us that Mseim Meshubach V'Kari Abba V'Ashar Gimel Gimel. And Rav Nassim teaches us that the first aliyah and the third aliyah should read 3 psukim, and the middle aliyah should be the aliyah that reads 4 psukim. Nayin and Tesis, who is bothered with this pshat of Rashi, and therefore he brings down another pshat, L'kach Nira D'Hak T'Hocha Misnei L'Gabi Shleish HaMach Mederach D'Godel Be'emsa Ayin Shem. And also Ayin Tesis Diva Maschel Medichsir B'Nem Aravi L'Fnei Hashem. Based on Rashi, we explain that this refers to the last of the Neiros, which is the one that's closest to the Kodesh Kodashim and is the Ner that is most west. However, Taisus explains that this refers to the second of the Neiros, which is the second from the east. This is the Ner that is the first one that's moving towards the west. The Gemara will now continue to discuss the exact placement of the Levin and Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash, both according to Rebbe that holds that they were placed from east to west, as well as according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon that the Shulchanos were all placed from north to south. And before we continue, let us remember that we already discussed that certainly the Torah tells us that the Shulchan was 2 amas long by 1 amah wide, and we already saw in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash was measured with the amah bas chamisha tvachim, therefore according to Rabbi Yehuda the Shulchan was 10 tvachim long by 5 tvachim wide, and since Rabbi Meir holds that the Shulchan was measured by amah bas shisha tvachim, therefore the size of the Shulchan was 12 tvachim long by 6 tvachim wide. And if you make a cheshbon in the next Gemara, the Gemara's questions are generally going according to the Shita Rabbi Meir, that the measurement of the Shulchan was based on the amah bas shisha tvachim, and we won't get into that cheshbon, but let's keep in mind while we're learning the Gemara that this will be relevant to the Gemara. And in addition, prior to beginning the Gemara, it's important to note that the total size of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash was 60 amos long by 20 amos wide, and that included the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, and the Kodesh was 40 by 20, and the Kodesh Kodashim was a square that was 20 by 20 amos. And it's also important to remember that we already stated that it was also to place the menorah on the north side of the Heichal, and it was also to place the Shulchan on the south side of the Heichal. And based on this Hakdama, the Gemara continues that Bishleim Lamand Amma Mizuch Mayev Hainu Davi Yasvi Asura Besrim, that Bishleim according to Rebbe that holds that the Shulchanis were placed from east to west, since each Shulchan was 2 Amos long, and since we already mentioned that the placement of the Shulchanis began from 20 Amos into the Heichal and towards the Kodesh Kodashim, which was a total of 20 Amos of area, so certainly it was possible that the 10 Shulchanis, which each took up 2 Amos of space, would be able to fit in the 20 Amos of space that was allocated for for the Shulchanos. And Rashi points out that even though we know that each of the Shulchanos was two Amos, but certainly when you place two items next to each other, there is some space between the two items. Therefore, 10 Shulchanos would not fit into exactly 20 Amos. However, Zok Rashi, Ve'ikalim Ema, Afagadi, Efshe Shiyashvu, Esel Shulchanos, Shul Esum Amo, Be'esum Amo Mitzum Samos, Shilayot Suksas, Chutzla Esum Amos Aprimios. However, that does not bother our Gemara, as Ikalim Ema, Le'doku Le'hai, Hodik Tani Le'el, Mechatzia Bayis Lofnim, that even though the Gemara previously stated that the placement of the Shulchanos began from the halfway point of the Kodesh, however, certainly it overlapped a little bit into the beginning of the Heichal, and it actually started a little bit before 20 Amos. However, our Gemara continues and is bothered, El Lamada of Mitzafim Vidorim, but according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that hold that the Shulchanos were placed from north to south. So the Gemara asks four questions, as number one, Yud Bechof Heichi Yavi Yasveri, and since the width of the Heichal was exactly 20 Amos, and there were walls on either side, even though each of the Shulchanos were two Amos long, but Lamaisa, since there's always some space between each of the Shulchanos, so the length of 10 Shulchanos would be more than 20 Amos, and how would 10 Shulchanos fit into the width of the Beis HaMikdash and fit from north to south? And number two, Visu, Kehanim Hechi Avi Aili, and even if you will want to say that somehow they fit the 20 Shulchanos within the 20 Amos from north to south, however, the 10 Shulchanos would then take up the entire space between the north and south of the Heichal, and there would be no space for the Kehanim to walk through the Heichal towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. And Rashi brings two times that the Kehanim would have to walk past the Shulchanos, as the Kohen Gadol and Kippur would have to walk flying with them and would have to walk through the Kodesh towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. Number two, as we'll see in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Tes, every single Shabbos, four Kehanim would go into the Kodesh and they would be busy taking off the old Lechem Aponim and putting on the new Lechem Aponim onto the Shulchan, and two Kehanim would stand on one side of the Shulchan and the other two Kehanim would go to the other side of the Shulchan. And if the 10 Shulchanos used up the space from north to south, then how would the Kehanim go through the Shulchanos to get to the other side of the Shulchanos? And the Gemara continues that even if you will say that they would move the Shulchanos, but Vesu Mitzino Hei Shulchanos Bedarim, Lamaisa, we previously saw that the Shulchanos cannot be on the south side of the Heichal, and five of the Shulchanos would be on the south side of the Heichal. And finally, the Gemara asks a fourth question, Vesu Shulchan Moshe Heichim Manachlei, that as we know that not only were there the 10 Shulchanos of Shleima, but it was the original Shulchan of Moshe, and how would they fit 11 Shulchanos within 20 Amos? And the Gemara continues, V'lotameich Laman Da'am Mizrachu Mayer Nami Shulchan Moshe Heichav Manachlei. And even though you're only asking these questions according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, however, one of these questions is also valid according to Rabbi, as even though Rabbi holds that the Shulchanos were placed from east to west, however, we also have to account for 11th Shulchan, and even though we previously stated that the 10th Shulchan did not fit within the 20 Amos, and a part of that first Shulchan was in the first 20 Amos of the Heichal, however, that was only a small part of that Shulchan, therefore it was possible to say that Leidaku Lehai, but over here we're talking about the 11th Shulchan, and the 11th Shulchan would be fully in the first 20 Amos of the Heichal, and doesn't just overlap a bit into the 20 Amos, and certainly we would not be able to answer Leidak, and therefore, based on these questions, the Gemara explains, El Misavrit Chadara Hava, Trey Dari Ninu, who said that all 10 or all 11 Shulchanos were in one row, and therefore they would require a little more than 20 Amos of space, or a little more than 22 Amos of space, but really they were actually situated in two rows, and each of the rows were only approximately 10 Amos. Nain Rashi explains that five of the Shulchanos were in one row, and five of the Shulchanos were another row, and the Shulchan of Moshe was between these two rows, therefore each row of five Shulchanos took up a bit more than 10 Amos. And Lefi Rebbe, each of these rows of five Shulchanos fit very comfortably and very easily within the back 20 Amos of the Kodesh, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, each row of five Shulchanos took up a bit more than 10 Amos of space. 10 Amos of the Shulchanos fit within the north side of the Heichal, and even though a small portion of the last Shulchan overlapped into the south side of the Heichal, but the Torah was not makbid on that small part of the Shulchan. We continue on Daf Tzadik Testament Aleph, and even though we just explained, both according to Rebbe and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, how the length of all 10 Shulchanos or 11 Shulchanos fit within the Heichal, however, the Gemara will now focus on how the width of the Shulchanos fit within the Heichal, and as the Gemara continues, Bishleim Laman Da'am Metzafim V'Darim Shapir, Bishleim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that the length of the Shulchanos were placed from east to west in the Heichal, so it was very simple to figure out how the width of the two rows of the Shulchanos, as well as the Shulchan of Moshe, were able to fit within the back 20 Amos of the Heichal, as although we will see in Rashi that on each side of each Shulchan there had to be 2.5 Amos of space for the Kehanim to be able to walk on the side of each Shulchan. on when they lined up the first five shulchanos right at the beginning of the center point of the Kodesh. So the width of the shulchan itself took up one amma, and then they required 2.5 amas of space, and then the width of the shulchan of Moshe took up another one amma, then they had another 2.5 amas of space on the other side of the shulchan of Moshe, and then they had the second row of shulchanos. Then prior to the Kodesh Kodashim, they only required another 2.5 amas of space on the other side of the second row of shulchanos. The maximum space that they would require is 10.5 amas. They had 20 amas of space. However, the Gemara states, Alamanda Am Mizuch Mariv, Mechte Shulchan Kamal Mashch Ben Akrisel, Shte Amas Mechza, the Amma Yudei, Shte Amas Mechza, the Beni Beni, the Amma Yudei, and the Amma for the width of Moshe Benu Shulchan, then Shte Amas Mechza, the Beni Beni, and the Amma Yudei, and another Amma for the width of the second row of Shulchanos. Therefore, Ishtakach, the Ka'achel Shulchan, Palga, the Amsa Bedarim, and the Gemara is bothered that according to Rebbe, that all the Shulchanos were placed from east to west, the width of the two rows of Shulchanos, as well as the width of Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan, were all from north to south. And since we need 2.5 amos on each side of each Shulchan, so if we begin making a cheshbin from the north wall of the Kodesh, so we require 2.5 amos of space prior to the first row of Shulchanos, and then the Shulchan was one amma, and then we require another 2.5 amos of space between the first row of Shulchanos and Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan, and then the width of Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan took up one amma of space, and then we require 2.5 amos of space between the Shulchan and Moshe in the second row of Shulchanos, and then we would require one more amma for the width of the second row of Shulchanos, and the total space required would be 10.5 amos, and a half an amma of the second row of Shulchanos, or half of each of those Shulchanos, would actually overlap and go into the south side of the Heichal. And certainly for such a large amount of space, we would not be able to say Loidok. Certainly it would be usur to have half of all five of these Shulchanos within the south side of the Kodesh. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara's question would only work out according to our mayor that the Shulchan was measured based on an amma bashisha tvachim, but if you make the cheshbon, this question would not be shver according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that the Shulchan was measured based on an amma bas chamisha tvachim. However, the Gemara responds, mi savrit Shulchan and Moshe badayu havi yasiv loy the middle lay umanach lay umitatlu the du porta, and it was set up kitalmid ayeshiv l'fnei rabbi. And the Gemara responds that the only basis for your question is based on your hanacha that the Shulchan and Moshe was placed directly in the center between the two rows that each had five shulchanos. Therefore, based on a cheshbin, we would require 10.5 amos for the width of all these shulchanos. However, the Gemara explains that the Shulchan of Moshe was not mamish right between all these shulchanos, and instead it was at the top of the shulchanos, and it was closer to the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, and on that side of the Beis HaMikdash, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was a bit higher than the floor that was closer to the front of the Heichal. And therefore, the Lefi Rebbe, once they were past the halfway point of the Heichal, they began setting up the shulchanos, and 10 shulchanos were placed in two rows of 5 shulchanos each, which took up approximately 10 amas of space, and they only had to leave 2.5 amas of space on the sides of each of these two rows of shulchanos, and the width of each shulchan took up 1 amma of space, and therefore for the two rows of shulchanos, there were 2 amas of space needed for the width of the shulchanos. The maximum amount of space that were required to be between the shulchanos was 7.5 amas, and the total needed was a maximum of 9.5 amas. 11 shulchan, which was the shulchan of Moshe, was not placed between these two rows, and instead it was situated much further into the Heichal. Only after they completed placing the 5 shulchanos, which took up a little bit more than 10 amas of space, and even if they would leave 2.5 amas of space between the last of the 5 shulchanos and the shulchan of Moshe, they still had approximately an additional 7.5 amas of space between that point and the wall of the Kodesh Kodashim, and the shulchan of Moshe was easily able to fit into that space. And I in Rashi and Diba Maschal Loi, the middle lay umanach lay, Shalei Yehi Munach B'nei Mamish, El Moshech Lutzah Meir, V'Reishim Mechuvim, Keneged Avish Ben Shtei Ashurais, and the Hashtel Lekka L'Chod Afrasha. And the Gemara explained this formation as Ketalman the Yoshev Lein Rabbi, and Rashi explains Nomuchim Menu as the Talmidim are lower than Rebbe, and Kach Oisim Shal Shleima, Nomuchim Mishal Moshe, and since Shleima Melech was considered a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore his Shulchanos were lower than the Shulchanos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Beis HaMikdash Hoyim Meshupa, Ulitzal Meir Magbiya Yaisa, and Rashi continues in Metatile Porta, this refers to the Shulchanos of Shleima, Meshivin Litzad Mizrach, B'makam Namuch, as we explained, and we already mentioned that there's a requirement to have 2.5 amos on each side of the Shulchan. Rashi explains this based on the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tesser and Beis, that Shnaim Hoyim Misadrin Bas Achas, Ulhiluch Shnei B'di Odom, B'inu Shtei Amas Umechzor, Kedam Rino El, Gabi Bad De Or, Orin, and as we saw, Benegate Badi Orin on that Tzadik Chesam Beis, Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, who's bothered that since we will learn that the Lechem HaPanim was only placed on one of the Shulchanais, so why do we require enough space between all the Shulchanais? Zok Rabbeinu Geshem, Shum Hachik Boy, Shte Amis Umechta, Ben Kalshur Shura, Kadesh Yuchel Sada Lechem, Be'ez Shulchan Shirza, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.